Here we are on the cusp of the summer solstice, the halfway point in nature's four-season cycle. And right on cue, the Oregon Shakespeare Festival has launched its summer series, adding three new plays presented on its beautiful outdoor Elizabethan stage to the six shows already running in the festival's two indoor theaters. It is fitting enough, given that OSF is one of America's longest annual Shakespeare festivals, running each year from February to October, that director Jessica Thebus has placed Shakespeare's much-loved pastoral romance, As You Like It, within the context of the passing of seasons. Winter, autumn, spring, and summer are personified in the play's lovely opening, played by four female graces, who begin the show by singing life into a massive multi-geared clock, which hovers over the entire stage, ticking and whirring, its enormous hand spinning the sun and moon around its face, setting the movement of clouds and sky, snow and falling leaves. That clock is almost worth the price of admission. The play, in which a loosely knit band of city dwellers escape their tyrannical ruler, running to the magical Forest of Arden, tells several stories at once, most of them love stories. Romantic love, brotherly love, love of life, and love of nature. Though packed with improbable situations and unlikely coincidences, As You Like It is one of Shakespeare's most lyrical plays, containing one of his most famous speeches: "All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts." That speech is spoken by the melancholy nobleman Jaques, here transformed into a noble woman. In many ways, that speech, with its description of the seven stages of life that the very old experience across their years, is at the heart of this production, in which Jaques' melancholy does a little dance with the more joyful, inexperienced passions of the younger characters. The large cast is superb, and they do a wonderful job of making their characters distinct, with individual arcs that are extremely clear and quite satisfying, which goes to describe the entire production, a sweet and gently bitter love song to the never-ending cycles of life and death, love and loss. Henry V, Shakespeare's most inventive, tightly written history, is far more spare in its presentation here, the action staged on a monochromatic set of white and gray carpet, that black-and-white theme carrying over to the costumes of the characters. Henry V is a play about war, as young King Henry attempts to invade and capture neighboring France, partially in retaliation for France's insults against the young, untested ruler. Many productions of Hank V attempt to juice up the action by including pantomime battle scenes where Shakespeare only refers to them. Shakespeare, through the voice of a narrator, actually makes a point that the armies and the horses, the battles and the sieges and the blood and the death must take place within the audience's imagination. Director Joseph Haj has taken Shakespeare literally, and yet there is no lack of tension or excitement. In fact, by retaining Shakespeare's focus on the personal and emotional costs of war, with Henry forced to make unspeakably hard choices over and over, the play rises above mere pageantry and action. This is a visceral, riveting, deeply involving drama. Side by side with As You Like It, Henry V is well worth the trip to Oregon before the summer and fall seasons are sung to a close. The Oregon Shakespeare Festival in Ashland runs through October. OSFashland.org has all the information. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.